This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3777 for Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Running Haiku on Vive, the BSD Hypervisor. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Claudio talks about installing and running Haiku R1 Beta 4 on Vive.
Hey everyone, this is Claudio Miranda, also known as Claudio M on the Fediverse and pretty much everywhere else. I want to record an episode for Hacker Public Radio because, as per Ken Fallon, HPR is extremely low on shows. So this is my contribution, and I hope to record a few more to fill that gap. And if you can, please do so, because this podcast, this Hacker Public Radio, only exists as long as you decide to contribute to it. So my contribution for today is my experience with running Haiku, the open source implementation of the B operating system, aka BOS, on FreeBSD via Beehive. Beehive, if you're not familiar with it, is the BSD hypervisor. So it's like VirtualBox KVM and Linux, or VMware. It's a system to allow you to run virtual machines and run operating systems on those virtual machines. So this is available in FreeBSD. If you look in the package repository for FreeBSD, you do a search for Beehive, it should be in there. It's also available in Illumos, and I'm not sure if it's available on any other operating systems. But yeah, I will be putting links to these applications, to Beehive and whatnot, in the show notes. So keep an eye out for that. So what I use, you could use Beehive straight out. There's commands and everything. If you do a man Beehive, it should give you all the information you need on creating a VM and running that VM and configuring it. You can also find a lot of tutorials online. But there is a tool, management tool, that I use called VM Beehive, and you'll also find that in the FreeBSD repositories. It's VM-Beehive, but the command itself is just VM. So there's a few commands that are listed. The link that I'm providing also gives a quick tutorial on how to set up a virtual machine with Beehive using VM Beehive. So the nice thing about it is that it builds up configuration files for you, has some presets and stuff. So if you want to do a Windows virtual machine, you can actually do that. I actually did that here at work, and it works pretty well. I was able to image the virtual machine with our district image here and set it up as a virtual system for a testing server of sorts. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about Haiku. Since I had actually gotten this running and was playing around with Beehive, I've tried to get Haiku running on a Beehive virtual machine. So I went ahead and I went through the installation, and the installation seemed to go through pretty well. The way I set it up is that I had it booting as a UEFI system. So I did, if I'm not mistaken, initially I did use the x86-64 version, and the installation actually booted up fine. I was able to perform the install, but I did notice that once the installation was done, it wouldn't boot. So I started searching on the internet, and I did find a page that from the Haiku website that shows you how to boot or how to perform an installation for UEFI. And what you basically have to do is copy over the EFI boot folders, and I think the keys folders. There's a folder with keys in there, but I'm jumping ahead of myself here a little bit. That folder actually is available on the latest release of Haiku. When I attempted this the first time, I was using one of the nightlies that were available after the R1 Beta 3 came out. And every time I tried the nightlies, just did not work. But I figured since the R1 Beta 4 was released just recently, I'd give it a try again. So I went ahead, performed the same installation process as if I'm installing onto a regular machine or a hard drive, and I partitioned everything as I needed to, moved over those UEFI files to the boot system. And the way I did that actually was, after everything was done and installed, I went ahead and booted again off of the installation image and mounted the virtual drive that I installed Haiku on. Or actually, not that one. I mounted the EFI partition that was created on that virtual drive. And I copied those EFI boot folders, the EFI folder and the keys folder, over from the installer image to the virtual drive, the partition on the virtual drive. And once I did that, I was very happy to see that it would actually boot. So I don't know if something changed within R1 Beta 4 that allowed for this to happen, but I know there's been some, it seems like there's been some work in that. But yeah, I was able to get a system booted, a Haiku system booted, and I was able to install everything and run some applications. As a matter of fact, the little bit that I ran was kind of impressive, considering Web Positive, which is the BOS, the Haiku web browser, the native web browser, based on Net Positive, which was available on BOS. That one used to be very crashy and sometimes had issues with certain sites, but this time around it loaded sites with minimal issues. I think the only thing I noticed was when I loaded Mastodon, it was an issue that happened to me before, where the widgets for the buttons on the page were just these blank boxes. Now if you hovered over them, you would see a tooltip that would describe what it is, and it would still function, but it wasn't just visible. It wasn't the actual widget that would show. And that was still persisting on Web Positive. That was on R1 Beta 4. Otherwise, I did load a couple of things. I figured, let me load my work, my trouble ticket page for work and everything, and our district's web page. And it loaded that just fine. Didn't have any problems. YouTube seemed to work fine, but since I'm not using any audio on that, I couldn't really test too much. But otherwise, everything seemed to load fine. I do plan on playing a little more with R1 Beta 4 on some actual hardware. I had been thinking of installing this version on my EPC 901, which is currently running OpenBSD, but I have to see, because I kind of don't want to delete the OpenBSD installation. So I may see about getting another SSD and putting that on there, and then just kind of swapping out as I feel like it. But yeah, it was kind of cool. If you are interested in running FreeBSD and want to play around with Beehive, go ahead and find yourself. Heck, you might even run FreeBSD in VirtualBox and then play around with Beehive that way, and then, you know, kind of go all Inception with your virtual machines and installations. So yeah, I'll be putting the links in the show notes for all of this. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. You can find me on Mastodon as ClaudioM@bsd.network. You can also hit me up via email at ClaudioM@sdf.org, and or just write in the comments. Be sure to put a comment for this episode. Thanks, and have a good one.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.